are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Pledge Drive edition of HandyLink. I'm your host, Cam Wells. Today you're going to hear some recaps of a couple of my favorite interviews in recent memory. But before we get to that, this first story is one that really touched my heart. It's about a woman whose son was denied his college diploma despite succeeding in all of his classes. But the problem is, they had a heck of a time getting this story out. That's what CJAM is, that's what CJAM does. We support those who need a voice. We stand as part of the community to support those who need that extra hand. Now, if you're someone who wants to support us and get some great CJAM merch, including at the $5 level, CJAM sticker, the $25 level, the CJAM water bottle boombox, the $50 level, the CJAM t-shirt, $75 to $150 level, you can get our CJAM prize pack, including gift cards from local businesses. And the $200 level, you can get CJAM jersey. Now, you might be asking yourself, how do I go about making a pledge this year? You can go to cjam.ca, grouprev.com, visit us in the CAW Center basement, or give us a call at 519-971-3630. Simple truth is, my friends, we can't do it without you. And honestly, this community deserves a voice. Everyone deserves to have their story heard, whether it be a cultural story, a musician who's just trying to break into the world of performance arts, or disability matters. No personal bias there. CJAM has something for everybody. We offer the community a voice that it needs. And right now, we could use your support. If you love CJAM the way I do, call in, go online, make a donation. Help us keep doing the exceptional work of the exceptional programmers who bring you something different, something wonderful. Now, something you're sure to like, which is, in my opinion, an outstanding example of why CJAM is needed in the community. This interview really is reminiscent of so many people out there who need to have their stories shared. In this segment of our show, Lindsay Mazza and Dragana Lick will be telling us a little bit about their disabilities work. So what can you tell me about your work as it relates to disabilities?
Are you talking to me or Lindsay, or how are you going to start?
We can take it in whatever order you like.
Lindsay, would you like to start?
Okay. Yeah, hi. So, I'm a lawyer. I've been a lawyer for going on 13 years, and somebody with a disability myself. And I was a family law lawyer, but left the active practice of law in the traditional sense to do disability advocacy work. And that has taken me, on a road of doing consulting for inclusion and working with clients to have their story told and heard and help them advocate publicly to share their stories of discrimination and the barriers that they face, as somebody living with a disability or somebody with family members with a disability. And that's how Dragana and I connected. She has a very powerful story to share where her son was directly impacted with discrimination, and her and I have been working together on getting that story told.
So, Dragana, can you tell me a little bit about your son's story?
Yes, yes. I would like first just to shortly introduce myself and all my family, because we have three disabled people in the family. I have a disability. I'm a single sight deaf person. They never know why that happened. It seems I had a small stroke and left over the night single sight deaf person. I have learning disability myself and ADHD, and my both kids are neurodivergent as well. They're neurodivergent people. My both kids have ADHD and learning disability. One of my sons had a terrible motorcycle accident 5 years ago, which left him disabled. And this story is about my son, Damian, who suffered from terrible discrimination and terrible injustice from one of Ontario colleges. Damian was a student, is a student with learning disability and ADHD. However, as many neurodivergent people, he's an extremely smart person, and he was very successful in different domains of his life. Just a second, please. My cat is here. Damian, as a neurodivergent person, is very talented and very, very successful boy. He was very successful during his school years. He completed Mayfield Caledon High School with dual diploma. And he's very active in acting, in TV shows, and he has black belt in Kung Fu. This is a short introduction that this is a boy who is talented and who is dedicated to his work, his school, his passion. Unfortunately, when Damian started his college, Canada College in Ontario, as a program for respiratory therapies, he disclosed his medical condition. He disclosed that he has learning disability and ADHD. He applied to the college with all documentation that he had, and he was accepted, and he was doing pretty well. Damon completed all courses from his college. However, it took him, as they mentioned, longer than it was supposed to be. They're saying it was supposed to be, even though there is no time limit for that course. He completed 2 years of studying over 4 years. He was successful. He completed all the exams. However, they called that against him, like making private comments verbally after the class that he has to maybe think about quitting because even though, this is quotation, even though you completed all the courses and you were eventually successful, it took you longer. And then they mentioned verbally, you have very high anxiety, we noticed that, we don't think this is very good, I need to choose this profession because you have high anxiety. I'm just mentioning the comments that were Damon was receiving last 3 to 4 years, Cameron. Yeah. Basically, not only he had to put more effort to complete all the courses, more effort than other students, but he was facing such a terrible discrimination that, you know, it was like ruining his self-esteem.
So,
and so it was something that, yes?
I'm sorry to interrupt there. So I'm just wondering, do you have any advice for parents out there and families who have members who have disabilities and are facing these sorts of challenges?
Yes, I do have advice. I have advice for parents to be involved in kids' school as much as possible. You should not rely on the written rules about inclusion. you should not rely about written rules and paragraphs about accommodation. You should be very involved. You should watch everything closely. And one most important advice, unfortunately, you have to collect the evidence even before something happens. You have to be very aware. You should collect kids' marks, good comments, something that can be very valuable in the future if something like this happens.
So what are your next steps forward to right this injustice?
After all, discrimination, just like you mentioned, this is not all. He kept, you know, studying. And the point is, only 3 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks before graduation, Damien was brutally expelled. He was expelled verbally, only verbally, via Zoom meeting, the college dean. He was expelled because after 5 years of studying, 3 weeks before graduation, he received mark less than 80, it was 70-something. Damien and we were expecting that he is going to get a chance to have academic probation, to have a learning plan, and that the rules are going to be followed. Unfortunately, no. He had a Zoom meeting with the college dean. I was present as well. And the Zoom meeting started with very humiliating comments, like, we are aware of your condition. And he was verbally expelled 2 weeks before graduation.
It's horrible.
Yes, he did not have right on learning plan, on academic probation. At the time that he was expelled, and we have everything documented, everything in his transcripts, official transcripts, that year, last year, he wasn't on academic probation. He wasn't on learning plan. He has not received one single concern letter, which is mandatory in process like that. Not only that, they even didn't give him a chance to appeal. They skip appeal 1 and 2 process. And it was such a big shock. After that, he received an email. However, they were very careful and they did not put an email that he is expelled. Expulsion was only verbal. Whole communication with college was blocked. And that's why we found a lawyer. Unfortunately, lawyer couldn't help. The college didn't answer to lawyer's emails. They rejected appeal, and that's how we started very, very long litigation process to fight for Damien's right.
So, Lindsay, do you have any thoughts as to what you'd like the public to know about having equal rights and how to stand on them?
Yeah, so I just want to be clear that I'm not the one representing Jordana in a legal capacity. She has a lawyer helping her with that. But in terms of, I think the main message that we've been trying to hammer home is that, you know, equality is so far from being achieved within Canada. And I think that people who don't have direct experience with disability think that there are all of these safety measures in place to protect people from discrimination. But those that are met with barriers know more than, you know, anyone that it's really a flawed system. You know, Damien he's attending a college where there is a right to accommodation and accessibility should be met, but he received discrimination and there was no recourse, or he experienced discrimination, there was no recourse for him at the college level. And then beyond that, taking matters to, you know, the legal level, it was very clear that at the judicial level that discrimination continues there as well, because there's a complete lack of understanding when it comes to disabilities. So these measures that are in place don't actually protect people with disabilities. We have to be proactive instead of reactive, because Damien is now years out and still no resolution.
Like to thank you both for taking the time out to do this, but if you can stay on the line for a sec, that'd be great.
So, yes.
And before we cut to commercial, I want to remind you, if you want to get your hands on some great CJAM merch, including our water bottle, our sticker, and this year's shirt, You can go to cjam.ca, pay us a visit in the University of Windsor CAW Center basement, go to grouprev.com, make a donation, or give us a call at 519-971-3630. I know what you're thinking. What levels gets me what this year? For a $5 pledge, you can get the CJAM sticker. For the $25 pledge, you can get us the water bottle boombox. $50 will get you the CJAM t-shirt. $75 to $150, the prize pack featuring gift cards from local businesses and some CJAM add-ins. And for $200, you can get the CJAM jersey. HandyLink will be right back after these commercial messages, so stay tuned.
For over 40 years, CJAM 99.1 FM has proudly served the Windsor and Detroit communities as a leading independent media source. We broadcast a rich blend of music, spoken word, and multicultural programming in various languages, reflecting our vibrant and diverse audience. As a non-profit, campus-based community radio station, CJAM offers programming and music that you won't find anywhere else in Windsor or Detroit, carefully curated by dedicated human volunteers and uninterrupted by advertisement. You can donate online by visiting our website cjam.ca or grouprev.com. You can donate over the phone by calling 519-971-3630 or 1-855-DIG-CJAM, 1-855-344-2526, or donate in person by coming into the station during Pledge Drive Week.
Edition. Earlier in our show, welcome back to HandyLink, Special Pledge Edition. I'm your host, Cam Wells. Earlier in our show, we heard a rebroadcast of an interview with Lindsay Mazza and Dragana Litch, a story that's reminiscent of why CJAM's work in the community is essential, because this was a story that needed to be told, a story of someone who, because of their disability, was facing a grave injustice. Now, we're collecting pledges to support the ongoing work of CJAM, 100% of our proceeds going to support the station. If you want to make a donation, you can go to cjam.ca, grouprev.com, give us a call at 519-971-3630, or pay us a visit at the CAW Center on the University campus. And as always, we have some great CJAM merch for you. You can get a CJAM water bottle, an I Dig CJAM sticker, this year's shirt, and much, much more. Check out our listings and give us a donation. And remember, folks, for a $5 pledge, you can get the CJAM sticker. For a $25 pledge, you can get the water bottle boombox. For a $50 pledge, you can get the CJAM t-shirt. For $75 to $150, you can get a prize pack featuring gift certificates from local businesses. And for $200, you can get the CJAM jersey. And now, another of my favorite interviews in recent memory, a story of a disabilities ministry that reminds us that we are shaped by the events in our lives, that someone with a disability can emerge stronger through the pressures of life, be something brave and unique in the community, much like CJAM. In this segment of our show, Nicole Frisbee will be telling us a little bit about her hopes for her ministry for the year ahead. So what are your hopes for your disabilities ministry for the year ahead?
I have high hopes for the ministry this year. One of our big hopes is to obtain transportation. Right now, our mentors and families are transporting our individuals, and we would love to receive funding to obtain transportation for them.
So, in that sense, what steps could you take to to reach out to the community to let them know that this is a need?
Well, your show is one of those steps. Thank you very much. Also, we have several fundraisers coming up, and we're joining events, hoping to be part of some of the markets and area functions. We are having a Dash 5K in May. Of course, we have camp. And so we have some great events coming up, and we're looking forward to meeting with people there.
So, for those who might have missed our prior interview, could you take me through a little bit of the work you do?
At MMI, we have four ministries. We serve individuals with disabilities. We focus on empowering. Those ministries include Camp, The Way, which is our day program, Friends Unlimited, which is our Tuesday night worship service, and our residential locations where we offer units for living spaces for our individuals.
So, do you find that faith plays a role in the healing of someone with an acquired disability, for an example?
I think faith plays a role in everything that we do in life, especially healing for everyone.
So, what are some of the key benefits for someone with a disability being able to come and worship, being a part of a church faith-based community?
Well, I think for us, our Friends Unlimited worship service is something unique for our individuals, and I think it makes a huge impact. One of the things that truly sets us apart is that our programming is designed for our friends and led by our friends. And they choose the songs, they lead the worship on stage, they share the opening announcements, offer prayers, and take their own prayer requests. It creates a meaningful and empowering environment where everyone has a voice and an active role in worship. The things that I have seen there and the magical experience that I see in them is quite amazing. So I think it's very impactful.
Are there ever any challenges in coordinating disability ministries?
Of course. One of those challenges, we spoke last time about the varying cognitive abilities. And at MMI, we believe in embracing individuality and meeting people where they are. We value acceptance and appreciation while remaining passionate about encouraging and supporting each person and reaching their full potential. So the way that we accomplish that is by first striving to connect and understand each individual on a personal level. Everyone processes and receives information differently and communicates differently in varying styles. Taking the time to know someone allows us to reach them the way that is most effective for them. We're fortunate that we have dedicated staff and mentors who work one-on-one with our individuals, providing interactive, personalized support. Our lessons are faith-based, and they're very engaging, designed to make the message more meaningful and memorable. For example, participants may take part in theatrical experiences, becoming disciples in the boat during the storm, or shepherds and wise men celebrating the birth of Jesus. This immersive activity helps bring the lessons to life in a way that resonates deeply.
So that being said, do you find that using techniques like that in more of a cool, relatable way is something that parishioners respond positively to, that they're more likely to remember the message if it's something that they were a part of?
Absolutely.
So, is there any recent success story or moment you'd like to share?
Yes. Thank you for asking about that, actually. My testimony comes from the profound impact this community has had on me personally. When I first came to MMI, my goal was simply to work in ministry. I wasn't focused on a specific area. While I had respect and compassion for individuals with disabilities, that wasn't my original passion. But once I experienced this incredible community, I absolutely fell in love with them, and it has completely changed my perspective and ignited a fire within me. As far as our individuals, I have seen so many success stories, and above the fact that they're all a miracle in themselves, seeing someone come in who is less social, with more withdrawn, and to be able to see them thrive and be excited and to gain confidence in even communicating with new people, it's all so amazing.
So if you could send any message to the community about the need for equality of inclusion and faith, what would you say?
I would say, based on my experience, I now understand something deeply. It's not our individuals who need to learn and adapt to society. It's society who needs to learn and understand and embrace them. They live and love life in a way that we should all aspire to. This realization has transformed not only my work, but my heart. I've often heard it said that individuals with disabilities are among the least appreciated and accepted groups, and that many hesitate to engage with them simply because they don't know how to respond. My heartfelt response to that is that I would choose to be accepted by this community over any other. They are some of the most loving, welcoming, supportive, and accepting people in the world. Their joy and love for life is extraordinary and something truly rare and beautiful. Some of the challenges we are currently working to overcome include a shortage of mentors who can love and support our friends. And once someone gets involved with this community, it will change you. So I encourage everyone to just embrace people and just be open and loving.
So you were telling me that you've gave sort of a unique perspective during lessons to folks with disabilities. Can you share that story with us?
Love to. Thank you. So one of my lessons, I had a bag of common rocks, and I held out the rocks to them, and they each got to pick a stone, and I told them that people are like these rocks. There are lots of common people in the world, and that's okay. But you can find rocks anywhere. But I showed them a gem, and it was a beautiful amethyst. And I said, you are the amethyst. You are unique. Would you rather be one of these rocks just like everyone else, or would you like to be beautiful and special like this one? And it gave them something to think about.
Like, thank you for taking the time out to do this, but if you can stay on the line for a sec, that'd be great.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. These stories that I rerun today represent some of the very best, in my opinion, why CJAM needs to exist. For the truth is, everyone has a story to share, something in their heart that's just dying to get out. And CJAM gives an opportunity for people to share what needs to be said, whether it be an injustice they're facing or a moment where they have a chance to uplift the community. CJAM's got something for everyone. It's got cultural shows, music shows, spoken word on a variety of topics. We bring you the very best Windsor, Detroit. But the truth is, it's not about us. It's about you, your stories, your hearts for the community, and what you'd like to hear. Now, if you want to make a pledge, go to cjam.ca, grouprev.com, call us at 519-971-3630, or pay us a visit on campus, University of Windsor CAW Center basement. We'd love to get to know you. We'd love to receive your pledge and give you some of our CJAM merch. And remember, at the $5 level, you can get the CJAM sticker. The $25 level, you can get the CJAM water bottle boombox. $50 level, the CJAM t-shirt. $75 to $150, CJAM prize pack, featuring gift certificates from local businesses. And for $200, you can get the CJAM jersey. This has been HandyLink. I'm your host, Cam Wells, reminding you, we're all equal. So get on out there and have yourselves a good one. Something tells me you've earned it, folks. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Cheese, please, yes. Cheese, please, you're so fine.
You want to listen all the time. Snarky.
shooting guy for gonna spin the hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, snuff to